So we're talking about the halachas of Tefillah B'Tzibur. So Mishnah Berurah points out that for Hefsed Mammon, the person going to have a Hefsed Mammon because of Tefillah B'Tzibur, he's not a Mechuyav Adam B'Tzibur because of a Hefsed Mammon. But he says, however, if it's an issue of Menias Revach, it's going to just lose an opportunity to make some profit, then already he is Mechuyav Adam Tefillah B'Tzibur over the and not make this profit. So this halacha has a little bit of a difficult application. You have to 2 points in the application of it. So a person would be spending money is one thing, but the person going to a job, so he doesn't get paid today. Is that called Hefsed Mammon? Is that called Menias Revach? So if anyway, a person, since that's a person's regular income, that's what he lives on, that's not considered a Menias Revach, that's considered a Hefsed Mammon. That's what his regular money is. That's considered part of his regular pool of money. The person would lose pranasa from his work, regular job, that's considered to be Hefsed Mammon, not Menias Revach, even though he doesn't have the money yet. On the other hand, the question comes up the following scenario. Somebody told me that he had this question. I said, make sure the place I'm talking about this case. Let's say that for a person to be able to get Tefillah B'Tzibur, you'd have to spend money to take a taxi. Right? So is that considered, that's a Hefsed Mammon. He's actually spending money in order to have to daven Tefillah B'Tzibur. That costs money. He's driving his car, he's using gasoline, right? So there's Hefsed Mammon involved, and he has to drive his car. It costs money to spend the gas. That's a Hefsed Mammon. You're not mechuyev to spend the Hefsed Mammon for the purpose of Tefillah B'Tzibur. So is he mechuyev or not? So he answered, if a person would only use his car once in a while because he can't afford to spend the money on the gas, that'd be true. But if a person uses it for every other personal need, he uses it, that's in his mind, that's not perceived as a Hefsed Mammon. That's a normal usage of money. Yes, you spend money on. But theoretically, food is also Hefsed Mammon. It's better not to eat because it's Hefsed Mammon. Right? But money is used for the purpose of taking care of your needs. Well, one of your needs is a daven Tefillah B'Tzibur. So a person would never take a taxi. He never spends the money on a taxi or anything else. So then you're right. So then for that person, that would be considered a Hefsed Mammon. But if a person, he was asking a case on Eretz Yisrael, he takes his money to go here, he goes there. There he takes the money to go there. But Tefillah B'Tzibur, it's so expensive he can't afford. That's not being correct. That's not considered a Hefsed Mammon. That's considered the normal usage of money. So the definition of Hefsed Mammon means that a person would have something which would be out of his extraordinary expenses to cause a loss of money that he's not mechuyev to do for the purpose of Tefillah B'Tzibur. But what's considered within the person's normal expenditures to spend money on Tefillah B'Tzibur, he's mechuyev to do. The Mishnah Berurah continues, and he says that he brings this point of Menias Revach. He brings a story. I just want to share the story with you. That they bring a story about Rav Zalman Miralis, who was the Rav and the head of the Av Bezdin of Hamburg. That once he also had business. He was on his way to shul one morning, and a person wanted to do a business with him. He wanted to sell him some avonim toivus. He had some diamonds or something of that sort to sell to him. And the person says he would make a tremendous amount of profit on it. He said the question was an opportunity of making, possibility of making a tremendous amount of money on it, a few thousand rubles. And he told him, "I want to wait till after davening. Come at me after davening." So meanwhile, he went and sold the avonim toivus to somebody else. Took a mocher and a la'acher. And that person made on it on this transaction kama lofim rubles. He made it or whatever these these Reich tailors. It was the German coin. So he made a few thousand of them. V'samach hagoyin simcha gedarla. The guy had tremendous simcha. Shehishlich minegan mom and rav avur tefillah b'tzibur. He was zayicha to spend a large amount of money for tefillah b'tzibur. So he had a gevaldige simcha that he was zayicha to have the mitzvah, the opportunity in his life to spend the tremendous amount of money not to miss tefillah b'tzibur. So that's the attitude which the Mishnah Berurah brings down. The person should have what it means, the mile of davening tefillah b'tzibur. Have a good morning.